Chet and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chet and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
This is the podcast, best podcast in the world.
Yeah.
I like
the world.
Yeah, well, you gotta throw some flair on it.
What do you pay for that intro?
Millions. They should pay millions. Wow. They should pay millions,
wow.
Not me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks for tuning in to another podcast with me, Chad. This is where you're supposed to say, and me, Ballsy.
I'm Ballsy.
Yeah, you are.
The guy who doesn't sing well.
We are the chosen ones, I should also point out. Because you and I both received our SASC alerts yesterday.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So if you didn't, now they say it might be technical issues with your phone. It's actually the fact that they don't care about you.
That's right. That's what it is.
If you did not get a SASC alert, that means, sorry, you're going to die.
It's the government's new plan entitled Thinning the Herd.
Guys, I don't want to. I hate being the bearer of bad news, but that is science.
You know, my mom didn't get it. And, you know, as a 70-year-old woman, she phoned to complain. She's like,
that's what I'm saying.
I didn't get my text. I said, you really called? Yes. She goes, am I not important? I didn't get my text.
Well, but, I think once you're over 60, you just don't get them.
I said, Mom, you're 70. You're almost done. Love you, Mom.
That's horrible.
I mean, it's not Mother's Day yet, so I can say that.
Anyway, we are the chosen ones.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast. And if you see us look at our phone and run, follow us.
How stupid is that, too? You know what? There mustn't be. Listen, there is no tornado. There's no flooding because I never got a text from the government.
But I'm pretty sure I see a tornado in the distance.
No, it didn't show on my phone. Sorry.
Well, it must be an illusion.
The ball game is not off. No kids, we're playing today. I know the dugout used to be there and it's over there, but it doesn't show on my phone.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You brought up The Departed the other day to me, and you were talking about how The Departed is the best movie ending of all time.
Doesn't matter how many times I've watched it. It's been about 10 times. I love DiCaprio gets wasted, and then Wahlberg puts one right in right between the eyes there, and Matt Damon and kills him.
Matt Damon.
And I love how that's it. I love it. Nicholson gets killed in a gory way. It's a great ending. I love that movie.
But I don't know how you can judge movie endings if you said yourself you've never seen The Sixth Sense.
No.
Which is the greatest, probably one of the, if not the greatest movie ending of all time.
He's dead, right?
He's dead the whole time.
Bruce Willis is dead.
Yeah.
Well, you told me that.
You said you haven't seen Fight Club.
No. Is that the Brad Pitt one?
Yeah.
Why is that a great ending?
Because Brad Pitt is a figment of his imagination the whole time.
Wow.
It's like he's a split personality.
Oh.
You've never, no?
That's what Jennifer Aniston said, too.
Wow. We're digging up all kinds of jokes from the 90s.
Anyway, what else?
Oh, that. I tell you this much. When I think this swoosh thing is going to catch on. I do.
Anyway.
You said you haven't seen The Usual Suspects.
Who stars in that one?
Kevin Spacey.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Now, we know Kevin Spacey doesn't have a great ending. But Kaiser Soze. You've never seen...
No! I saw Amazing Spider-Man when the one with the teeth there, she dies.
Why do you see such shit movies, but you don't see good movies?
Is it Kristen Bell or whatever her name is? Or no, who dies?
Kristen Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
No,
yeah.
But it's...
Kirsten Dentist, that's
Emma
right.
It's Emma Stone in the movie who dies. Emma Stone plays... You're thinking the original Spider-Man.
Oh, I get them all mixed up.
So you haven't seen the Amazing Spider-Man.
No, I
saw
the one where
Spider-Man
the
with Tobey Maguire.
Who's the one when the girlfriend dies? The girlfriend dies. Who plays the girlfriend when she dies?
Emma Stone.
Oh, I thought it was Kirsten Dentist.
Dunst.
Well, she needs a dentist. Have you seen her?
You're brutal. You're absolutely brutal.
Anyway, yeah, no, I saw that one. That's a good ending.
And you
not
haven't
a good
seen
ending.
Seven.
No, that's the Seven Deadly Sins. I shouldn't see that. That's a...
It's a good Catholic
no,
boy.
You can't see that. No, same with The Last Temptation of Christ. I can't see that one.
Have you seen... The Da Vinci Code, then?
No. I was very disappointed.
Did they tell you not to watch that in church?
My parents did. Very disappointed in Tom Hanks making that movie. Very disappointed in Tom
when they,
Hanks.
When they handed out the
Kool-Aid.
No, I'm not talking about Da Vinci Code. I'm talking about your life. So they handed you a glass of Kool-Aid with a little card that said, don't watch The Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And please put $20 in the collection plate.
Well, that sounds like a deal to me. Best movie endings of all time as a guy. You're allowed to cry at two endings. Actually, three.
Forrest Gump's one you can cry at.
Yeah, but not at the ending. Because the ending, when she dies.
She dies of AIDS, doesn't she?
Yeah.
That was sad.
Yeah, well. No, I found it rather uplifting.
Well, why can't you
cry? I was like, well, she's got what's coming to her.
Why am
That's
I not
horrible.
Allowed to cry when Robin Wright dies? I don't want Robin Wright dying anywhere.
So anyway, but that's not like right at the end.
Okay, anyway.
Because I guess it kind of is right at the end. So she dies, but then Forrest, you know that Forrest is going to be fine.
You turn down like Kong Song Tan.
You got them magic legs. So.
Lieutenant Dan said he liked to come sometime.
I was running.
Anyway.
So, we got to stay on track with this.
No,
crap,
we don't.
What was I talking about?
You're talking about the two movies you could cry at.
You can cry when you watch. You can cry when you watch Forrest
Gump.
Another one, Rudy. Any guy can cry at
sure.
the end of Rudy.
Yeah, you got to.
In fact, if you are a guy and you haven't cried at the end of Rudy, you have no soul.
No, absolutely not.
Old Yeller. You can cry at the end.
I've never
of
seen Old Yeller.
Well, the dog lives.
He does behind the
Yeah,
shed.
You should watch it. He lives and get really invested in the dog, dude. What I want you to do is I want you to sit down and go, this dog is going to live forever. I'm so happy Chad told me this.
I thought the end, they just put him, he can't stay in the house anymore, so they take him out behind the shed. That's where he stays for the rest of the time.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's exactly what happens. So watch the movie and expect that ending.
Okay, okay.
Oh, and Marley and Me. Marley and Me is no, it's good because they end up being lifelong friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that movie.
So invest in the dog.
I saw that movie. Mm-hmm. I saw that
Everything
movie.
Everything turns out totally. No,
I know it doesn't turn out good.
What's with any movie with an animal dying at the end sucks. Like I would
Yeah, but you said earlier today
The Mist. Okay, yeah. We're talking about The Mist. The Mist was the Stephen King movie The Mist.
By the way, where were we talking about that? On our morning show, 6 to 10, Monday to Friday on 104.9.
That still exists?
Yeah, it does.
Good for us. So I'm watching The Mist, which is, if you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it's a Stephen King movie. There's a mist. Creatures come out of the mist. They kill everybody. They're trapped inside this grocery store. They eventually get out. They make their way, and they run out of gas, or the car breaks down on the side of the road. I can't remember what happens. But he's only got a certain amount of bullets left in the gun. The dad does, so he turns, kills the kid, kills the girl that he's in love with, and this other couple. And then all of a sudden, as he kills them, the fog clears and the military rolls through and everything's fine. So he just killed all these people that he loved for no reason.
So you tell me, you told me that that
but
is not
old
as...
Old Yeller's worse.
How is Old Yeller worse?
Because it's a dog.
The dude killed his family.
And I watched that at a
you
different
get
point
another
in my
dog.
Life. I watched that, you know, as a kid.
Yeah.
It's a different time. It's a different time. As a... What?
You're a twist. I might not watch all the movies. You the ones watch. You watch, you're twisted.
You need to watch seven. And then he says at the end, what's in the box? And I'll tell you what's in the box. A burrito. Everything's fine. Everything's
okay.
fine.
Good. I can't wait. Don't watch it when I'm hungry then?
That's right. You should eat a lot before you watch it.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
And we go to the phones this morning to join Brian Munns of TSN 1290 in Winnipeg and in Smashville right now. What's up, bud?
All good, guys. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. Okay, so we've been talking about this, Munzie. Your favorite movie ending?
Rudy.
Of course. I knew I saw it coming.
And you're allowed to cry too, aren't you?
Wow. Really?
You have to cry.
Yeah, I would say that's probably one of, if not the best endings. Mm-hmm. I was thinking more when I saw your text earlier today about favorite movies, but movie ending,
yeah.
Just because we're probably at game seven and this thing's coming to an end here tonight for one of these teams,
right?
And probably somebody's going to cry, you'd have to go with Rudy.
Way to tie it in. What a pro.
Munzie got this text here from one of our locals. It says, as a relocated Manitoban, I can't put into words how effing excited I am for this game. Go Jets, go. People are on board, my friend.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool the last few days. Obviously some disappointment that they didn't get it done in Game 6 at home and the excitement that was all around Bell MTS Place. But give the Predators credit. And really, guys, it's no surprise when you take a look at it. These teams finished 1-2, as you guys know, mm-hmm. when you take a look at the NHL standings, that people thought they would probably go the distance, and here they are.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you, does home ice advantage really mean anything? Like, in football, it means something because the crowd's loud and it's hard to call your signals. But in hockey, does it really matter much? Because there's not, I know there's a little communication on the ice, but it doesn't seem to really have much of an effect, or am I wrong?
Well, in this series, Ballsy, it hasn't, because mm-hmm. Winnipeg's been able to win two out of the three games they've played here inside Bridgestone Arena, and the game they lost was a double overtime game that comes down to a single shot either way. So the Jets have played well here, and Nationals played well inside Bell MTS Place as well. I think the biggest thing that I've seen in this series so far is the team that's on the road just goes out and plays their game. They don't have to worry about making the fancy plays, and they don't have extracurricular in their mind right now. It's 24/7 hockey since we landed here yesterday at about 3:30 in the afternoon. So as much as you like playing at home, probably the additional distraction might get to you a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think in all honesty, these teams are so even right now that it's going to come down to one goal again here tonight.
Brian Munn's joining us of TSN 1290 and voice of the Winnipeg Jets, of course. So you're saying the home advantage doesn't really matter, but I know you like to live in the now, but let's say these guys move on to Vegas. Are we going to be affected by the Vegas flu at all? I know Evander Kane doesn't have any. He's not affecting you guys with any phone calls made from bundles of cash, so that's not a problem anymore. But is this going to be an issue?
No, because they've survived Nashville.
is it just as bad there or what?
Yeah, I think a lot of the meat. I don't think your question is about the players and the coaches. I think you should probably pose that question to some of the national media that may miss curfew the odd time. Well, like, think about it, back to back Nashville Vegas, like uncle.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, can your liver compete with Michael Phelps now, Munzee?
Oh no! You know what? I'll be honest with you. During the regular season, it's fun to come here. You go out, you have a couple pops, and you listen to the great country music and Tootsies or Legends or some of the historic places on Broadway that's literally a three iron away from the door of Bridgestone Arena.
Right.
Ballsy, maybe you for a driver. But overall, playoff time, it's pretty quiet. You know, after the game, we went out for a little bit after game one. But the thing you got to remember as well here, too, is the games that we've played here are at 8:30 at night. So by the time you're done your post game and getting wrapped up, it's 1:15, maybe 1:30. So you've had a long enough day by then that you just want to kind of go home. So playoffs, you're focused here, boys.
Brian Munn's getting old. Is that what's happening here?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, Munzee.
Well, I hate to say it, but my Washington's still around, Munzee. And if you remember, when we had you on initially, I said Washington-Winnipeg, Stanley Cup Finals. So you guys got to hold up your end of the bargain there, my friend.
Well, I gave you the same answer. I'd be very happy. I won't make the prediction, but I'd be thrilled if it came through for you.
All right. Brian Munn's living in the now of TSN 1290. Good luck tonight, and I hope the broadcast goes well for you, and I hope we're talking to you about some the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I need a ruling from you on this. Vanity plates, cool or not cool? Just basic impression right off the top. Cool or not cool?
If I'm driving an Escape, not cool. If I'm driving and I drive an Escape, I like Escapes, but if I'm driving a sports car, vanity plate.
So you're saying grocery getters, no cool.
No
you can't have.
Yeah, no.
But if it's a sports car and it says like passing you or something like that, or eat my dust or something.
And sometimes the vanity plates wear out their welcome. Like one guy I saw in Regina the other day driving in front of me had FN. T-U-Z, Fantuz. Well, he hasn't played here in a long time. You might want to upgrade the plate to Kolaros or something else.
See, I would have done that differently because I would have put F-A-N, the number 2-Z. That's what I would have done if I were him. You know?
Yeah.
But get creative. Make people think. Yeah. I like to look at a plate. When I'm trying to figure out a vanity plate, I like to have to concentrate and figure it out in traffic. Because I'm bored otherwise. I'm just driving thousands of pounds of steel down the road. I would love to sit and decipher your license plate. Like, and they bug me when I can't.
Like the person that texted in at 306-371-1049. C-A-L-Q-L-8-T. Calculate.
That's a beauty, right?
And their parents were bean counters. Accountants.
Accountants.
It was on their van.
I can't open my effing Facebook page right now, and I would really love to go through our Facebook post, but I can't. So, but there were a couple. What's with people messing with the rider plates? Like,
oh, the BC lines and the S is the riders,
or the Eskimo, and it has the Saskatchewan S, and then the chemo
or stamps.
Yeah, there's stamps. I'd laugh. TAMPS.
I'd laugh my ass off if that was Nick Lewis, because Nick Lewis actually lives in Regina.
Yeah.
Now,
no, his would say Twinkies, burgers,
steak.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know, we have a ton of fun on our radio program that runs 6 to 10, Monday to Friday on 104.9 The Wolf.
Absolutely.
Chad and Ballsy, check it out.
Yeah.
We give stuff away from time to time, including Jimmy Carr tickets this morning. And you had a great trivia question for everybody. Do you remember what it was?
Yes. The average person does this 10 times in a 24-hour period and produces 1 liter of this. What is it?
Is it pee?
No.
What?
No. I think we produce more than a liter of that.
You think so? I don't know about that. No. That's a lot of pee.
I guess I got to test it now. Do you have any measuring cups I can borrow?
No, just get out of here.
Thanks.
No thanks.
No thanks is right.
Good morning, The Wolf. Do you know the answer?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to... Urinating?
No.
What's the question again?
The question is this. The average person does this 10 times every 24 hours and produces a full liter of this.
Okay. Hey, The Wolf, what is it?
Urinate?
Not urine. No, nope. Hey, The Wolf, what is it?
Hello, this is Ryan.
Hi, bud. What's the answer?
Not spit. And thanks for yelling your best through the wall. Good morning, The Wolf.
Good morning.
Hey!
What's the answer?
Can you repeat the question, please?
No, I'll just give you the answer. Say flatulence.
Flatulence.
Hey! Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The average person passes gas 10 times every 24 hours and produces a full liter of flatulence. I gave you the answer because that's kind of a dicey question, Chad. We could get a lot of different answers here, and I just don't really want any meetings.
Only 1 liter?
Only one. You did that in the control room this last day.
Rookies.
Yeah. Would you say you fart on average 10 times every day, sir?
Pretty close, I guess.
10 times? I do that before breakfast. I do that during breakfast.
Yeah, and I have breakfast with him, so I know you do. Anyway, congratulations. You're going to see Jimmy Carr. We need a wolf howl from you. By the way, can you pull my finger?
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ballsy got all sappy this morning. All sappy, talking about these monumental moments.
Absolutely, your magic moments in your life. Well, for me is... No, we get so many shitty moments right now, right? So, for me, watching my son drive away in his car now since he got his license, I remember driving him home.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver
from hockey, and he can barely see out the window. He's like, Dad, after the game, can we get some fries? Yeah, we can get some fries, Ethan.
When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when. Okay.
So we'll for me, that's a magic moment. What's a magic moment for you?
David Copperfield. When he made the Statue of Liberty disappear, do you remember that?
Yeah,
so magical.
What's your mountain moment in your life? It doesn't have to be anything huge. Like they say when a baby cries for the first time. That's coming up on you pretty fast, my friend. September 1st when you have your baby Douglas McDonald.
Not Douglas. It won't be Douglas McDonald, and it won't be born September 1st.
Yeah, my birthday.
I remember when my daughter Layla was born, that was a major moment. That was one of those things. It's as soon as you hold the baby, you go, well, life is different now, like immediately.
The baby's first words?
Yeah. I they were kind of mumbles. So it's kind of, and unfortunately, I don't think I was there for her first words. Okay. I wasn't there for
But you'll be here for this one. I might go in the delivery room with you since it's going to be born on my birthday.
Yeah.
I might be there.
I'm sure. Anyway, you'll be sitting in the corner eating Chef Boyardee. Yeah. Hey, is this almost wrapped or like what's going on here?
Anybody want some cheesecake?
We're talking monumental moments here.
Yeah.
Moments, not hours. All right. Yeah. So hurry it up.
Okay, hurry up, Callie. no, so some other ones. How about buying your first car? Mark sent a text in 306-371-1049. He said a 1985 Mercury Topaz was his first car.
That's a beauty.
That's a monumental moment.
Especially if he got it yesterday.
That's not so much.
Hey, your first car's got it. You know what? I don't like it when I knew one kid in high school that got a brand new Mustang as his first car.
I had the same thing.
That is ridiculous. If you buy your kids a brand new car as their first vehicle, that you are setting the wrong tone. They need a vehicle that might make it to school.
That's right. Where the one windshield wiper works and the other one doesn't.
I remember my brother had like an 88 or an 87 Lynx. Mm-hmm. Like one of those little you know,
little
what I mean.
Ford Lynx, yeah.
Yeah. It was nasty. And he bought it for like $400, something like that. And that thing pretty much fell apart. The stereo in it was worth about five times as much as the car itself.
I got a 1982 Pontiac Acadian from my grandma.
Uh-huh.
She made me make payments. It was $2,000. She made me make two payments of $400 each, and she said it was paid up. I said, no, Grandma, I haven't. She goes, no, it's paid up. I said, Grandma, your math sucks. She's like, no, what I mean is it's paid off. I said, oh, thanks, Grandma. Then I went out. I just purchased the Whitesnake album.
Oh, and I popped. Was it brand new back then?
Yeah, I popped the Whitesnake album into the vehicle.
Yeah.
And
On tape? Yeah. Sure.
Fires up with Still of the Night, I Hear the Wolf Out. Yeah. So listen to Still of the Night. It's going in to slide it in.
Uh-huh.
And the damn thing eats. It eats my tape. It ate David Coverdale's voice right there. Boom.
I know.
And there was no, but
devastating.
By the way, there was no Tawny Katane in my hood either. She wouldn't be rolling around on an 82 Pontiac.
And yeah, there's a joke about her nowadays that I'm going to leave alone. But yeah, I mean, that would be hilarious to see though. It really would. As she's delivering pizza, she gets out, jumps on the hood of her car.
You order a pepperoni and ham?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.